I guess I should start praying on my own, but I don't know what to say. I can't pray as good as my parents.
There's no wrong way to pray, but we all grow up and your prayers can too. Guess what? You're listening to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Thanks for joining me. As the weather gets warmer, you probably notice that some of the clothes you wore last year are a little bit smaller than you remember. That's because you're growing. In the same way, you might outgrow your old prayers. Those, now I lay me down to sleep, or God is great, God is good kind of prayers that you might have said when you were little, should turn into talking to God about things that you need or things that might worry you. That's the next step in prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, learn to pray about everything. Give thanks to God as you ask Him for what you need. And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Outgrown. God is great. God is good, prayed Theodore, and we thank Him for our food. Amen. As he poured milk on his cereal, Theodore thought about the prayer he'd been reciting before meals ever since he was little. Mom, why don't you ever say that prayer when you give thanks for our food?
I said it a lot when I was a child, Mom replied, but when I grew older, I wanted to pray in my own words.
Theodore pondered that as he ate his cereal. He put the empty bowl in the dishwasher and Mom wiped the table.
It's supposed to be very warm today, she said. You might want to dig out some of your summer clothes.
Theodore nodded and went to get ready for school. Soon he returned.
Mom, look at this shirt. Did it shrink?
It's definitely too small, Mom said with a laugh. But it didn't shrink. You grew. She went to help him find a different shirt, but the summer ones were all too small.
It's okay, said Theodore as he pulled a long-sleeved shirt off a hanger. I'll just wear winter shirts until I get summer ones that fit.
Well, we'd better go shopping soon, said Mom. You've definitely outgrown all your summer clothes.
Theodore looked at her thoughtfully. You know what, Mom? I think I've outgrown some of my prayers, too. The ones I recite before meals and at bedtime were fine when I was small, just like those shirts were fine a year ago. But now I think I'm ready to start praying in my own words.
Mom smiled at him. I can see you've grown both physically and spiritually. And you're right. You're old enough to express your thoughts to God in your own words when you pray.
I'm just not sure I'll know what to say, said Theodore. I don't think I'll be able to pray like you.
You don't need to pray the same way I do, said Mom. Praying isn't a matter of what words you say, but of being sincere, talking to God from your heart. When you don't know what to say, remember that He already knows everything you need. As you learn to talk to God in your own words, He will use your prayers to help you grow in your relationship with Him. So how about you? Are you still saying the same prayers you learned when you were little? If you think about what they say and really mean, well, that's fine. But as you grow physically, you should also grow in your prayer life. Instead of reciting words you've memorized, simply talk to God like you'd talk to a friend. Tell Him what's bothering you, ask Him for what you need, and thank Him for all He's done for you. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Philippians, chapter 4, verse 6.
Learn to pray about everything. Give thanks to God as you ask Him for what you need.
And our key thought for today, pray in your own words. Supercharge your relationship with God by joining the Keys for Kids Radio Superhero Club with a donation of $5 or more a month. And to thank you for your support, we'll send you an email every month with a variety of fun downloads. So power up with God each month at keysforkids.net/superhero. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.